Hello, everybody. This is Benjamin from Sports TechX. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Mika from the Smash event in Helsinki. And I'm looking forward to find out a bit more about the event. Hi, Mika.
Hi, Benjamin. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, we start with an easy question. Who are you?
My name is Mika Neuvonen. I'm originally from the east part of Finland and now living in Helsinki. I'm a proud father of a 2.5-year-old son and happily married, actually 12 years today.
Congratulations. To come to the Smash event, I'm not sure if all our listeners know about the event. So maybe you can give us a brief overview about the event, what's going on there.
Certainly. It's a sports and health tech event focusing mainly on startups and investors, but also reaching out to health companies and NGOs and sport companies and NGOs. This is the second edition. We started last year with a one-day event. We were able to sell it out. So now this year we are doing everything a bit bigger, a bit better. So this year it's a two-day event on 28th and 29th of November here in Helsinki. And we're an official side event of Slush, which is our more well-known associate. We are not part of the Slush organization, but we're an official side event, and we do some marketing and communicating with them. But we're an own company based here in Helsinki.
Very cool. So you're not one of the companies who's just hijacking the big Slush event and using the fact that there are so many people coming to Helsinki.
Absolutely not. I think it's Slush is so big that if we would be embedded within their program, we'd be a bit lost and couldn't make our own voices heard. And we feel that it's very important to have our own specific event focusing on sports and health technology. Most of the people working on Smash and the shareholders have a big background in sporting world, in traditional sporting world, I should say. And one of the reasons we came up with the idea of organizing an event that then later turned out to be Smash was that we felt that there's a lot of new inventions, a lot of creative minds working on the same field, and the more traditional sporting organizations aren't taking full benefit of what's happening in the genre. And so we thought that it's our job to shake the common ground a bit.
Yeah, very cool initiative. So that's the story about of how the Smash event was started last year, right?
Indeed.
Cool. If you look back at last year's event, you said it was successful, it was sold out. Is there any specific highlight you're thinking about when you look back?
Well, I think we were able to get quite a few foreign keynote speakers that brought us more value in the sense of those who paid conference passes or startup passes to come and visit the event. I think our biggest name last year was Munir Sok, who's the head of technology and innovation at the United States Olympic Committee. And Munir liked our event so much that he's coming back with a different angle. This time he's organizing a Nordic Cup. It's a startup pitching contest for Nordic countries only. Their big aim is to organize a World Cup for startups, and now we start with the Nordic edition. And at the moment, there is about 70 startups registered on 5 different tracks, and then 2 of each track are chosen to the final, and the final will be held on the second day of Smash.
Very cool. So the official World Cup in sports tech, so to speak, is kicked off by the Nordic event.
Absolutely. And there are big plans in doing it globally, but you always have to start somewhere. And we are very glad that they chose our event on a starting point.
Nice. And if I'm informed correctly, the big final is planned to take place in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, then the big final, if the World Cup is done globally, is going to be in San Francisco. But now, for this year's edition, the winners of each track are flown to Silicon Valley. And basically, the idea is that all the doors that they wish to be opened are opened for them. And then it remains on, well, on your salesmanship and what you're doing if you get a lot of selling to do. But that's out of our hands. You can only do so much for them. And I think it's a very interesting and unique way of doing it, because often startups are finding it hard to find the companies that they wish to talk to, and it's often a few minutes of matchmaking and you never know how it's going to go. But this time we're doing it the other way around, that we in Smash and then the next games, as in Munir and Jordi, are opening all the doors that they might desire, and then it's up to them on how the future looks for them.
Sounds very promising. And you said that during the Smash event, the winners of the five tracks are going to be announced. Speaking about those tracks, so they are oriented towards a specific technology, or what are those tracks consisting?
There's one track for AR, VR knowledge, one for artificial intelligence. One is for wearable smart clothing. The fourth one is for fan engagement. And then the fifth one is, I need to look it up.
No problem.
I'll get back to you on that one. Yeah.
Well, we have to leave something open for the listeners to go on your website.
Esports is the last one. That's the one that I was missing.
Yeah, big topic these days. So yeah, a lot of reasons to go to the event. I was wondering who should go to your event. Do you have a specific target group, or is it just for everybody who's interested in sports and health tech?
It's a good question. We are trying to tackle the whole field. So we want our event to have a bit for everyone. We're actually publishing the first draft of our program next week's Monday. So on 10th or no 9th of October, we'll have the first draft of the program. Mm-hmm. But the main focus, the core that we work so hard on, is matchmaking for startups, investors, and then sort of revolutionizing the way currently the sports world is functioning, that there's so much on the other side of the fence that they should just open their eyes and see what the tech world has to offer.
Yeah, it's definitely becoming a big topic compared to the last years. And is there anything else that we specifically can expect from Smash 2017? Anything else we didn't cover yet?
I think we have an excellent lineup of keynote speakers. Of the ones that we've confirmed, we've got, for example, Albert Munday. He's the head of knowledge at FC Barcelona Innovation Lab, and we're thrilled to get FC Barcelona to come. Cool. We have Marylis McCurdy. She's the global head of health and fitness at Google Play. Some of the other names, this is now names dropping, but I'm proud of what we've accomplished so far. We've got Javi Cordadelas, who's the head of design and innovation at Gatorade. And then a very, very interesting speaker from, well, his background is so versatile that I don't even know what to mention, but he's called Ollie Phillips. He's currently a director of digital transformation at PricewaterhouseCoopers in London, but he's always also been a rugby player of the year in the world a few times. He's walked in the North Pole and he sailed the world on his own and by collecting funds for charity and he's a guy that I personally look forward to meeting and listening to his stories. And I have to put a little bit of a teaser in the end. We have potentially one of the biggest athletes in the, or former athletes in the world coming, but I hope to get to know more of that and publish that next week then.
So yeah, everybody should stay tuned, and I'm very curious who that person might be.
Absolutely.
Cool. So impressive lineup for this year, bigger and better than last year. That's what you said. Are there already plans for the upcoming years? Any plans to expand or do something differently, or do you just tackle this year and then see what you're going with next year?
I've learned, even though I'm new in the startup world, that you always have to look for future and plan the next few steps ahead. We will definitely have our main event, the main smash in Helsinki in the future as well. But we are following a bit on Slush's footsteps. So we have a side event in London on 21st of March next year, 2018. And then we have discussions with our Chinese partners of launching a Smash side event in Beijing somewhere, probably mid-June next year as well. And then once we've sort of semi-published this information, there's been a few other discussions whether we should do an event in Lausanne or somewhere else. So it looks to be a very promising and super busy year ahead.
Yeah, impressive plans. I'm very curious about that as well. So yeah, people all over the world should follow your plans and see if maybe Smash will take place somewhere near them. Cool. That's a lot of information. Very interesting. Is there anything we did not cover yet? Anything you wanna come up with?
I just genuinely think that even before I was working at Smash, I thought of the idea that there has to be some sort of gathering force helping to open doors. And Smash was partly founded on the idea that even though startups can always find their own ways and do find their own ways, but if they do have someone looking after their interests and helping them, sort of a hub for especially Finnish startups at this point focusing on sport tech, that we are proudly spreading the message that they are doing and trying to find new markets for them to tackle on. And there are not too many events like ours that are only focusing on sports tech in the world. And I think that's one of the keys why we are doing so well that we're doing.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Good job so far. Great. Very last question. Very independent from Smash itself. Do you have any productivity hack that you're using to perform better or be more efficient?
Not yet. We're in discussions with quite a few companies that offer different kind of platforms and applications on how to measure media coverage or just generally our online hits or any of that sorts. But for now, we haven't yet figured out what would be the most convenient way of doing it. So at the moment, we're just pushing for both domestic and foreign markets to find good groups of investors that believe in what we're doing and are keen on sharing our values, and also to find right gateways to enter new markets. And that's why we're very excited for the few side events that are going to happen next year, to see what is the response, how needed do they think we are as an event, and do we actually find an angle on how to tackle some of the key concerns that that companies or NGOs or even global brands are having issues with. So that's something that we are very keen on doing and what we're really pushing at the moment.
Well, then I can only wish you all the best for this endeavor. And thank you very much for being here today. And I'm also looking forward to meet you in person during the Smash event in November. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and see you in Helsinki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.